Hello.
Hi, Christine. This is Sarah with Family First Care. How's it going?
Okay.
Okay. Did you get a chance to think about the schedule for the 84 hours?
No, I told you that I want to know, do you have mail for your 9 to 3 shift?
I have two male caregivers for you for the overnights. I thought you said it was going to be 11
I
to 9.
understand that, but I didn't get it approved yet. But now I'm asking you, do you have emails for your 9 to 3 shift?
9 a.m.
For
Whatever you need, whenever you need. I have two male caregivers ready to start on your case. That's what I'm saying. I just need to know what schedule you're looking for.
9 to 3. Well, right now I'm looking for 9 to 3.
In the morning?
Yeah.
Okay, so you don't need the overnights anymore?
I don't need that yet. I told you that's up in the air. Right now, I want to see what you have, the gentleman for 9 to 3.
Okay. Okay. It's just what every time we spoke, it was about the overnight
I
7 days a
understand
week. I
that.
just want to make sure.
Wait a minute. It's still
Yeah.
going to be that when it's approved. Why should I tell you something that hasn't been approved yet?
Okay. I thought it was approved. I apologize. I'm
It
sorry.
was not approved, and I told you that. I said, when it gets approved, I will let you know. Now, I'm going to need some hours for 9 to 3.
Okay. I have a caregiver that can do the 9 to 3. That's fine. Every day?
Every day.
Okay, 7 days a week. All right. So are you able to do a phone interview tomorrow morning at 11 a.m.?
Yeah.
Okay, so I will call you
Wait a
tomorrow.
minute. Wait a minute before you start. How many men do you have on staff?
Well,
because if this one can't do it, I want no female.
I
because
understand.
I'm
Because
going to
you
start
can't
off.
lift him,
I'm going
yeah.
to Wait a minute. Let me talk. I want to start off with this understanding. When I want staff, it has to be a male, not a female.
Right.
And he has to be strong, muscular, because my husband is a large man. He had a stroke and he's paralyzed on his left side. And he needs to be helped to get in and out of the bed.
Okay. Yeah, they're experienced with transferring patients, so that won't be an issue. They have experience with transferring from the bed to the seats and stuff. That's their job. Yeah, they're aware.
Wait a minute. It may be their job, but I've had men come here and can't even do it. So that's what I'm saying. They have to be muscular and strong to be able to do it. Strong
Okay.
men.
Yeah.
Not little pruny men.
I understand.
Strong men.
All Okay.
right. So the
All
one
right.
that... You
I have two.
want
I have
to
two right now. I have one gentleman's name is Demetrius, and the other one is Ken. And I don't think it would be a problem with either of them, but I will confirm with them that. And how tall is your husband?
He's 5'11".
And how much does he weigh?
215.
Okay.
But you know, when you wear 215. And you're just dead weight. So
oh no,
weight.
I know. I understand.
He has fluid in his legs, fluid in his abdomen. So that's more weight for them to lift.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep. He's paralyzed on his left side. Okay.
Yes, he is. Total assist.
Yep. All righty. So you can expect I will call you back at 11 a.m. tomorrow with the caregiver, and you can ask him all the questions you want. Okay.
Wonderful. Okay.
All right. We'll talk tomorrow. Thank you.
Okay.